you remember when you first heard about COVID-19?
It's like February of last year. Yeah. That's when then I heard, like, oh, we might be getting 2 weeks off. And I was very excited at that point in time. And now I'm suffering.
I was a little secretly excited about the 2 weeks off. I'll admit that. Do you know anyone who got COVID?
My mother, my nanny, my pop, and three of my uncles.
Wow. And how is everybody?
They're all doing much better. My nanny and pop are fine. It took my nanny a little longer. She's on dialysis and a lot of health problems. My mom kind of came right out of it. But then I found out she has lung cancer this year, so.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Humor is the coping mechanism. I won't say I'm sad, but I'm still in the denial stage of that, and I'm okay with that.
Was that discovered during lockdown?
Yeah, we actually found out maybe a month ago, a month or two. Yeah. Are we still technically locked down? She got COVID before that.
We're not fully out of it. I wouldn't say this is like lockdown, but well, you know, we do live near some of the best hospitals in the world.
Which is great. You know, Children's Hospital is great. It's a great hospital.
It is. Were you ever afraid that you were going to get COVID?
For the first half of it, I was, and I would not go anywhere without covering my face. And now that I've gone through so much, I'm just like, if it happens, it happens. If I pull through, I pull through. Let's hope for the best, but whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. What were your first thoughts when you realized things were going to get serious?
We're going to die.
Were you afraid that you were going to get COVID?
Yeah. And everybody was dying from it, so I was just like, you're going down.
There were a lot of people in the beginning, weren't there? Do you know anybody who got COVID?
Yes. My aunt.
How's she doing?
And my mom. My mom had it too. We couldn't be near her for 14 days. She was quarantining. But we did it instead of 14. We wasn't near her for like 3 weeks.
And did she, like, stay in the bedroom or something, or how did that work?
No, I went to my dad's house. My little brother went with his aunt.
Oh, okay. And I guess did people drop food off for her, or how did that?
Yeah, she would like get like DoorDash or stuff like that.
Right.
But then she was making something. She was making, I don't know what she was making, like some kind of juice or something, and it was helping.
How's your aunt doing?
Good.
Were you ever afraid that you were going to get sick?
Yeah. Because when I was around my aunt, she didn't know she had it, and she had it.
Oh, right. Did you get tested?
Yeah. We all did.
How has your life changed since lockdown?
I don't really go outside no more. That's not it. I just like start coming back outside. You got my, yeah.
What did you used to go out and do?
I used to go out with my friends. Like, we used to go out to eat. Like, go to parties. I used to go to parties. I used to go a lot.
Parties, what, like trap house parties?
Uh-huh. Like sleepovers, like party, like in buildings.
Right. Has any of that changed? I mean, I guess a lot of you guys aren't vaccinated yet, so I guess you're still not really hanging out?
Yeah. No, we hang out, but not like that no more.
Outside?
Yeah.
What do you miss the most?
Like, about since this happened?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we go out, I don't like how I'm, like, sitting together. We all separated. Like, we be, like, three people be over here, then other people be all the way over there. I don't like that.
Right. What are your thoughts about virtual learning?
Oh, I don't like it at all. It's a lot with it, like, confusing. It's hard. That's hard. I don't like it.
What's hard about it?
The work. Like, I can't really do the work, like, on a computer. I gotta be, like, face-to-face.
Yeah, I agree. I feel the same way. Are there any classes that are better than other classes for virtual learning?
Yeah.
What classes are better?
Math. Math and gym.
Huh. The math I can see. What do you guys do in gym?
Like, we do exercise. And, like, watch videos.
And they're all exercises you can do at your house?
Yeah.
Sorry. Is there a silver lining to any of this? Did anything get better? Or did anything good come out of this last year?
No. Well, I learned to stay to myself.
You learned to what?
Stay to myself.
What do you mean stay to yourself? Like be happy being alone?
Yeah.
Interesting. Huh, that's an important skill. So before, did you hated being alone? You always wanted to hang out with friends?
Yeah. I used to be scared.
That's interesting. What about TV watching? Or,
I don't watch TV. I just got a TV in my room for nothing. I don't turn it on.
That's probably pretty good. Have you discovered any new hobbies or interests over the lockdown?
No. Not to my knowledge. I probably did, but I don't remember.
And the last one, how do you stay in touch with your friends and family?
Phone. We talk like every day.
He's fussy. I kind of feel like that right now. All right, that's good. Thank you. Do you remember when you first heard of COVID-19?
Not exactly. I know it was the last day that we attended school.
More than that. That was one. So you didn't hear about it beforehand?
I didn't hear about it. I heard about it, but not like where, like, it would be like, I heard like that it happened.
Right.
Like, but I didn't hear that it was moving around.
Right.
So, like, my first time knowing that it was moving around when it hit Philly.
When did you realize it was going to be serious?
When they took us out of school, I was like, hey, man, I'm missing school for this.
I remember when they said it was just for 2 weeks, did you believe it was just going to be 2 weeks?
Yeah, I really did.
Yeah.
I was mad.
You were mad. You didn't want to. Going to school?
Yeah, I like going to school because, like, ain't nothing to do in the house. What you gonna do in the house that you can't do in school? Pretty much.
I agree. Do you know anyone that lost their job during lockdown?
Nah.
It's lucky. Do you know anyone that got COVID?
Yes. My best friend, she recently got COVID. But I don't really talk. I don't be around her though.
No, good idea. How's she doing?
I don't know. I don't know. I talk to her here and there, but I don't talk to her that much. I talk to her the same people I pretty much talk to. Mm-hmm.
Never realized how much that train goes by until I started to try and make recordings of people. It's a lot. Were you ever afraid that you were gonna get sick?
At one time, yeah. I was worried because, like, I did a lot of stuff.
So, like, you're hanging out with people, or
yeah, like, I was going to a lot of parties. After COVID started, I was going to parties. I was, like, hanging out with a lot of people. Like, do a lot. Like, it was just more than I could.
So people were still having parties during lockdown? How many people you think would be at a party?
like 30, 40.
Wow. And would this be like in someone's house with the parents not home?
Most of the time, yes, or like an Airbnb or like hotel.
Right. God, that's funny that hotels, I mean, I know hotel parties have been part of Philly my whole life.
Well, they don't like doing big no more. Like at hotel parties, there'll be like 15 people nowadays because like it's too much noise, you know.
Yeah.
Neighbors complain. But with an Airbnb, it's like you own the house, so you can just do whatever you want pretty much.
Yeah. And I guess the hotel probably has rules about how many people are allowed into a place. How's your life changed since lockdown?
It's been okay. Like, I haven't, like, it ain't really been too good for me because, like, I'd rather be in school, and that's been, like, us not being in school, it's been taking my priority off a lot of things. So, like, I haven't been doing a lot of good stuff.
So, it's hard to do the schoolwork?
No, it's not. It's like, once it started, like, at first, it wasn't, like, when he first put us on computers and stuff like that. I wasn't doing this work because, like, I wasn't used to being a computer, so, like, my priorities changed. It was different. I was so used to being in school. I was so used to being outside, so I'd never been a computer. I just go outside.
What do you miss the most?
Being inside the building with people. Like, I like being around a lot of people a lot. I miss, you know, being in the building and learning.
What about your outside of school? What do you miss?
I miss being able to like travel like without like being able to sit at restaurants with each other because like I hate being spread out because you never know what's gonna happen. Like somebody get in an argument and they party the group you won't even notice because they had a whole different table. Or like I miss like being able to go to the movies. I haven't been to the movies in a while.
What was the last movie you went to?
And that was like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But that was only because of COVID, but like.
Wow.
Yeah, that was like 3 years ago. 3 years ago. Yeah, 3 years
Mine was ago. The Star Wars movie. That last Star Wars movie.
Oh, I watched, I forgot what the name of the movie was, but it was, I forgot what the name of the movie was.
You know what's funny? I last night, I went and had dinner with friends of the family in their house at their dining room table for the first time. It's the first time I've done that since lockdown. Everyone was vaccinated, you know, and we had our masks off, and it was just bizarre.
It's better, right?
It's way better. But yeah. That's the first time I've eaten inside with people in since March. Since the beginning of March 2020.
You know? Yeah, I feel like that would be right, because like, you know, most people, they like now they scared to even eat around people. Like, I would be too. Like I'll be waiting sometimes. Like I'd be hungry, as everyone train my food, waiting to get in the house. Like, man, I'm not gonna eat on the plane. Let somebody cough and COVID get on me. No, I can't, cause it's too much of a risk.
Are you gonna get vaccinated?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I might, but I'm old enough to, they say, but I don't know about that.
What are your concerns?
I feel like they're going to give us a vaccine, then like a couple years later, they're going to be like, oh, that vaccine got some setbacks, so you're going to need another vaccine to clear that out your system. Mm-hmm. And I don't want that to happen, because I want to wait. Like, when COVID clear up, like, by time school, by time school start again. And then everybody got the vaccine, then they'd be like, oh, it's a late delay. The vaccine got this in it, so you're going to need this to get that away. Like, I don't want to be the one that taking the risk. I let everybody else take the risk to see how they going to feel.
So I guess you describe yourself as vaccine hesitant?
Yeah. Yes.
What about you with TV?
TV? I'm a heavy TV boy. I love watching TV, just like shows. Like, I watch Netflix, Hulu, all that. That's the only thing that attracts me, because like when I'm in the house, I don't play games. I don't know why I don't play games no more. I do, but like That's only like if it comes down to it, like where I'm super bored and like right. That's the only thing to do. Like, but other than that, I watch TV. And
watch TV. Did you watch a lot of TV before the pandemic?